Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Thrusting and Vibrating Masturbator with Bullet Vibrator from Sohemi. So it's a very simple toy in the title. There's nothing particularly special about it except for one really interesting feature that sets it apart from other similar toys. So it doesn't look like much. It has a nice grippy shell with grooves in it so you can hold it really easily. It has a smooth face here. It has a little removable window here. This is the charge port, so it has like a waterproof gasket to protect it. And then the power cord, which is, here it is. So I got a lot of cords going on. So here's the power cord. It has like kind of a headphone port, and then you plug that in. All right, that's how it charges. And you can see the lights flashing, letting you know that it's charging. All right. So this is one of those, the cap is kind of weird. It comes off, it kind of pops off. As you can see, it has an oblong shape. It's not perfectly circular. It's more like an oval. Hold on. Okay, so this is the toy. I'm sorry for the light. It's a white toy. It has a reflective surface. The light's going to reflect off of it. My camera's going to wash it out. There's not a lot I can do about that. The insert uses a, it's going to be hard to see because it's all white. It has a generic hole. It doesn't look like a vagina or a mouth or any hole in particular, which I appreciate. I do appreciate that. And also, it's going to be hard to see how this toy works because I'm going to turn the power on. I'll show you the one cool feature about this toy. All right, turn the power on. Turn the power on. Turn the power on. Come on. Why isn't the power turning on? Power. There we go. Jesus. So the first button is power, the second button is the thrust, and the third button is the vibration. Okay, so the thrust is going, and I'll turn the vibration on. Here's what's cool. All right, see these arrows here? Let me see if you can see that. So these arrows here, watch this. So when you slide your finger, you actually change the setting, and you can turn it to, like, off. Or you can turn it up all the way, or you can turn it up to like half. So that's pretty cool. Now it still has patterns, so if you press the thrust button, it will cycle through the patterns. See the patterns? Alright, so let me turn the patterns off, or let me turn the thrust back on. Alright, turn it up all the way. Alright, now I'll just let it go and you can see how powerful it is. So it's pretty powerful as you can see. Now it's going to be hard to see what's going on. I'm going to remove this window, this kind of panel here. Hold on. Let me try to... The gloves don't make it easy. It's much easier to use without the gloves. All right. So that's how this toy works. Okay? Pretty self-explanatory. Turn it off. Cool. Now, the reason why this is removable is you have to take the bullet vibrator in and out of the insert. So I will, you know, take the bullet vibrator out and... There we go, that's the bullet vibrator. Take the insert out. Okay, so this is another smush toy. So again, I'm sorry about the camera washing it out. It doesn't like things that are all white. Let me move this so you can kind of at least see the silhouette of the insert. You can see the insert has this part right here between my fingers is fairly defined, and this is what goes inside the housing. And then this is the lip, and then this middle part is the smush part. So this part up here, like your penis goes in the lip through here, and then this part goes up and down like this. So here's the problem, all right? So this kind of goes into criticism I had with the last toy I reviewed. So your penis goes in the hole, goes through here. Only when it gets past this smush area does the thrust does work. But there's a very significant portion, like if you smush this all the way, I mean, it's going to be hard to demonstrate, but you know, here's the length of my finger. And this part of the toy, there's no stimulation. The part that goes through this part, there's no stimulation. This part, there's minimal stimulation because, frankly, the smooshing doesn't feel good. Like, I mean, just instead of next time you jerk yourself off, instead of going up and down, just take your fingers and do this. Do this on your dick and see if you like it. You probably won't, because you want full stimulation all the way up and down the shaft. You don't want little smooshing motions. So the problem is, this part of the toy, between my fingers, there's no stimulation. This part of the toy, there's minimal stimulation because it's a smooshing motion as opposed to a thrusting motion. Only when you get past this, in this area, are you actually getting a thrusting stimulation motion. And the problem is, if you look at just my finger, now I'm just as an example, I'm sure your penis is longer than your finger, but consider your penis in relation to your finger. Like, look at your finger, look at your penis. Your finger is probably like at least half the length of your penis. Like, if you have like really tiny fingers and a huge donkey dick, then that's on you. But for most people, their bodies are pretty balanced. So look at your finger. That's going to be like about half your dick length. And that length isn't really going to get that much stimulation, because you're only, this gets nothing. This gets very minimal stimulation. This is where the stimulation occurs, but it's only the, you know, the very end of your penis. So this is what I don't like about these smooshing toys, is they just don't get full, penis stimulation. Like when you're jerking off with a fleshlight and you're doing this, the whole penis is getting stimulated, right? Because you're going all the way in, all the way out like this. But when you're doing this, which is what this toy's doing, you know, you can see that only this one part is getting stimulated. The rest of it isn't. And that's why I'm not a big fan of these. So here is the little hole where the bullet vibrator goes. So the bullet vibrator goes in this little chamber, and it just vibrates while this thrusts, and that's literally all it does. And so when you clean it out, you turn this inside out in the sink, you rinse it off, you put this back in the toy, you just basically feed it in through the top, like that. Okay, hold on. Oh, this is actually much, much bigger pain in the ass than I suspected. So this may be actually impossible for me to do with the gloves on, because in order to put this toy back together, I got to reach in, I got to pull the insert through this hole, which, I mean, I could try to do. Things are kind of hard to do with these gloves on. All right, so yeah, I can't really do it. So I would have to pull the insert through the hole, then put the bullet vibrator into the little pouch. Then I could put this chamber back together, and then there you go. But I'm not going to do that, because of the gloves, and I don't want to take the gloves off. So basically, this toy is nothing special. I've reviewed probably half a dozen smoosh toys. The motor wasn't that powerful. It wasn't bad. It's not a bad motor, but it's a very standard motor. So I've reviewed other toys just like this, and they performed the same as this one. This didn't have like an exceptionally powerful motor that's worth writing home about. The only thing, let me see if I can turn this on. I don't know why it's like not turning on. It's probably the gloves again. Let me get a stylus. See if the stylus works. Probably just the gloves blocking the stimulation to activate the button. All right. There we go. All right. So that's it. That's the whole toy, as you can see. And you know, you can speed it up with the little arrows. And this is the only feature that I think is cool, is using the arrows to control the power like this. Yeah, this works a lot better with the stylus. However, at the end of the day, it's not enough. All right, let me turn this off. Jesus, okay. There we go. All right, so the stylus is where it's at. All right, so Price. This toy is supposed to be $130.99 on sale for $76.99. It's way overpriced at $130. This is not a toy worth $130. This toy should be about $50, you know, $75 is on the high end. There's nothing really special about this toy other than the little arrow thing, which, while that is admittedly really cool, all the other toys I've reviewed, you just press this button and it cycles through. Like, usually setting one is slow, two is medium, three is fast, and then four through eight or whatever are little patterns. In this one, the speed is here and the patterns are here, but they could have just put the speeds in the pattern button like all the other toys did, and this would just be another smush toy that I've reviewed a dozen times already. So the motor wasn't powerful, the insert's nothing special, the smush action isn't desirable. The little arrow feature is pretty cool, but that's literally the only thing this toy has going for it. Is it worth $75? No. I maybe might say $50. $50 for a toy like this, kind of a baseline smush toy, assuming you're into smush toys, is a fair price. $75 is too expensive. $130 is way too expensive. So that's what I have to say about this toy. Interesting interface with the arrows, and that's about it. It does come with a free bottle of lube, so you get like this little bottle of Sohini lube, which is like generic Astroglide, which is cool, but it's not enough to save this. It's certainly not worth $75. So I would not get this toy, but I did review another smush toy previously, which is much better than this one, and I think it's about the same price. So get that one, don't get this one. Now I do have good news. I do have a coupon code that'll save 15% on the whole site. So don't get this toy, but check out the site. They do have other toys. Now, again, I'm not a big fan of the smush kind of toys, but they do have other toys that thrust and spin and vibrate and do all kinds of stuff. So check those toys out instead. Save 15%. Don't get this toy unless they lower the price to something, you know, closer to $50. You know, for a baseline smush toy, assuming you're into that, $50 is pretty fair. $75 is too much, though. Even with a coupon code, the coupon code isn't going to lower it to $50. So, you know, check out the website, check out what else they have, use the coupon code on a different toy. But, you know, it is what it is. They can't all be winners. I do like this. I do like this. It's really cool. Just, that's not enough. That's not enough. Anyway, thank you, Sohini, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.